No, I don't think so. Like I told you last week, the last four games have equal importance because of the situation we were in. You know, this game, for us, in all intents and purposes, is just as important as last week's was. You know, with the division title realistically not in the picture, all these games weigh the same.
A few weeks now to look at Eric Wright in a game situation. What stands out about him? What makes him different from some of the other guys that you've
I don't know that there's a whole lot different. He has been getting better and better, which is what you would expect. That would naturally come with more practice time and more playing time. It was good to see him come back from a slight injury there and finish the game and come up with the game-preserving interception at the end. But I do think he's been improving, and we have high hopes for him for the rest of the season and in the future.
He does seem to get his hands on a lot of balls, whether it's, you know, batted down passes or that pick. I mean, is that something that stands out? We don't get to watch practices, but does he get his hand on a lot of passes in practice too?
I don't know what we can say a lot right now, but he's been playing better, you know, and I think the way you've seen him play on the games has been reflective of the way he's been practicing. And we have to split his practice time too, because he's our backup nickel. So he's got more on his plate than just corner.
Get back in there with Brock and with Wright the way they're playing.
Well, when Terrell's healthy enough to play, we'll play him some. And how that will shake itself out will be determined not based upon his health. You know, you're starting to get into the time where he's had 3 or 4 weeks now of inactivity, you know, and conditioning starts to get affected. So, you know, he may not play all the plays. So, you know, maybe similar to what we did with Alden and work him back and build him back up. Good.
Do you sense him grounding into regular season shape finally?
Yes, he played very well against Washington, played very well last week, and expect him to play really well down the stretch here.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers dumps the quarterback in the middle of the season and they switch to Mike Glennon. What is, I guess, the difference that Glennon has made since taking over?
Well, he's done a good job running their offense. They run an offense that is pretty similar to the New York Giants, you know, with their offensive coordinator coming from there. And he's gotten better and better every week. He's been getting sacked less here lately, cutting down on the interceptions. It seems to me he's got good command of their offense, and he's got a very good arm talent. He throws the ball extremely well, short, intermediate, and deep. And he's got deceiving pocket presence too. He can move around in the pocket. I wouldn't say he's a Russell Wilson type scrambler or anything, but he has good pocket feel.
Is Navarro Bowman playing the best football of his career?
He might be, but he's played really well in the 3 years we've been here, and he should be playing better now. He's still in the prime of his career, still in the stage of his career where he should be improving and playing better, and I think he is. Well, we've cut practice back a little bit. We do every year at this point in time, and don't really cut back on the structure of practice, but maybe a period that had 16 plays goes down to 12. You know, we've just sawed off a little bit of the time spent on the practice field and in the meeting rooms. And, you know, without the pad, you can't put the pads on very often anymore with the new rules. We don't have them in pads very often.
Vincent Jackson, is he the big play guy? If you could kind of limit the chunk plays that he gets, is that kind of the goal going into this game?
Well, that's one of the goals, but Underwood, too, has made some big plays for these guys. He got an 85-yard TD here recently. Their tight end has been playing extremely well. He's kind of a really good receiving-type tight end. He was really developed for them. They know him. They had him at Rutgers, and he's been impressive as a tight end. So they've got more than Jackson, but obviously Jackson is their guy. He's got 60-some catches and over 1,000 yards, and he's made some big plays for him.
Look, somebody, your defensive linemen, about their off-season conditioning program, which kind of Justin is the ringleader. Do you, I don't know if you have occasion in the off-season to peek your head in or see what they're doing, but if you do, I mean, is it unique from your experience in the NFL how they get after it in the off-season?
It is to a certain degree, but, you know, when you have a leader like Justin, those guys just follow along, and if they don't, they're going to get chastised and raise the next leader, and he's right there with Justin, and he's a workout warrior too. So, and I think that's a big thing that played a big part in Dorsey coming along and having his best year. He threw himself right in there with those guys from day one, almost the day after he signed, and was here all off season, and it's paying dividends for him now. Same thing with Gerard Eddy. You know, he threw himself right in there, and he's developed from an undrafted free agent who was on the bubble of making the team or not making the team this year, and now he's developed into a solid backup force.
Do you have a sense of some of those guys before saying, you know, Justin or Ray will say, hey, come spell me, it's not a coach saying, get in there. Do you have a sense that Justin and Ray have more trust in those guys this year?
Oh, that's probably the case, but I mean, that may factor into it a little bit.
You coached Michael Thomas for the last 4 years. Disappointed to see him move on?
I am. I think Mike was really making strides here. We talked about getting him up on the active roster here for about the last month or so. Never panned out. So, you know, he got a great opportunity to go down there and finish the season with Miami. He'll get an accredited pension year off of that, which is – doesn't mean much to anybody right now, but in the future he'll be glad he did that. And I hope nothing but the best for Mike and like to see him succeed.
It didn't work out just because of injuries at other positions. Maybe you had to make other...
Yeah, injuries at other positions, numbers at the DB positions. You know, just didn't... We talked about it, but just couldn't seem to get it done.
If he did come up to a 53-man roster and played, you know, in the future, what position is his most natural spot?
Well, he was our jack of all trades too. You know, he was a safety in our base package. He could play nickel in our sub package, and in a pinch in a adverse situation, he could go out and play some corner. That's not what he's built to do, but he could go out there. And it's important anytime you're dressing only 8 DBs. That somebody has to have some versatility. There has to be a safety that can come up and play a nickel position, or there has to be a corner that can go back and play safety. So Mike has really good versatility.
CJ kind of doing that now, coming in on dime?
CJ's been coming in on our package where we do play 6 DBs. It's not a total dime package. But, yeah, see, he is doing some of that, and you saw him in the game the other day for a couple plays.
CJ Deshaun Golson this week in practice?
I don't know. I haven't noticed where they got him lined up on the scout team.
Thank you.